I invite you to listen to a familiar text. It comes from what is referred to as wisdom literature from the Hebrew Scriptures. And you might just hear some music going off in your head as I read these words. Listen for the Word of God and allow it to find you where you are today on your journey. For everything, there is a time and a season. Turn, turn, turn. For everything, a matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, a time to gather up stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time to war and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with, and God has made everything suitable for its time and purpose. Moreover, God has put a sense of the past and the future in their minds, and they cannot find what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better than for them to be happy and to enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that we should eat and drink and have pleasure in all their toil. The Word of God. Thanks be to God. The idea of this service came to me when in the mornings I have coffee and sit in my rocking chair on my front porch, and I call it my time with God, coffee with God. And I try to listen more than I talk, and I try to calm the busyness of my head as I start the day. And it occurred to me about 6 weeks after my mom died that I not only lost my mom, but this church, you lost your mom as well. Kathy was the founding pastor and was here for 17 years. And that's a formidable presence and held you all together for that time. And after that time, you lost 5 or 6 staff members. And it was about a year ago that this was going on. On top of that, you had to deal with 2 tremendous tornadoes. And I was wondering why I was starting to feel anxiety rising in the congregation, and it occurred to me that this has never been acknowledged, nor has it been ritualized, nor has it been let go of. That we are a part of our past, and we have to acknowledge that and bless it, and then when it's time to let it go. As a hospice chaplain, I worked with a man from Boulder, and he came and did a workshop, and he told us that a story about a man who was sent to him. He had gone through 6 different career moves and was about to get fired for the 10th time when his boss said, "You either go see this man or don't come back tomorrow." As this man told his story, when he was 4 years old, his mother died from a suicide. His father came into his room and said, "Your mom is dead. We will never say her name again." There was no funeral. The father married the woman up the street 3 months later, and he was never, ever allowed to experience that grief. God gives us things to love and to care for, and then we have to let them go. So during the communion time, I want to invite you to light candles of letting go. There's been a lot of loss, not just my loss. There's been a lot of loss that's represented in this room. loss of animals, loss of parents, loss of grandparents, loss of your past. And I just wanted to take this service and allow you a chance to bless that past and then to move forward. We can't really talk about letting go without talking about forgiveness. I also heard, I don't know, that during the tempestuous summer that you went through, out of anxiety, a lot of people said a lot of things that shouldn't have been said. And a lot of people were hurt from it. We have to let go of that. Since my mom's death, I was given this little ceramic dog. It's all black, a little bit of white. It represents the dog that I had when I was a child. And my dog didn't come out of her doghouse for several weeks. And then she came out and she was filled with tumors. This is the dog that I slept with. This is the dog I played with. And my dad handed me a gun and said, "You need to shoot her." I said, "I'm not going to." And he goes, "You either shoot the dog or you will stand here and I'll beat her to death with a shovel." It's my dad. Since my mom's death, all of this rage for him has come out. But you know what? I don't get to hold it. I don't get to hang on to it. Jesus doesn't suggest that we let go. He doesn't suggest or hope for that we forgive. He commands that we forgive. He commands that we forgive. And if we choose to be his people, if we choose to do that, then we have to let go. Some of you need to forgive yourselves. It's acknowledging what we've done, but also asking God to help us. It's acknowledging what we've done, let go of the innocence of ourselves, and say, "God, this is who I am," and grow into the holiness of ourselves. So all I want to do for this service is to invite you to take a step to let go of your past, to let go of those whom we have loved, whom we have been gifted with, to bless that time and to say, "God, you are my present and my future. Heal me and help us to go forward." Because this church, during this interim time, you get to set the vision and you get to set the bar. Let's set the bar high. Let's set the bar high as people of God and be God's children. Let us forgive each other. Let us love each other. So before or after communion, there are candles here. I invite you to take a candle, light it from the Christ candle, and then light other candles. It is my hope that as we move forward, we will acknowledge the past, bless it, and give thanks to God. And if you've ever gone to a service at a temple in Judaism, they always have this time where everyone can stand and pray what is called the mourner's Kaddish. And the rabbi says, if you've lost someone during this time or this season, I invite you to pray this prayer. I'm going to read the English translation, an English translation. I want you to do two things. Listen for the similarity of the Lord's Prayer, but also note how the person who's died is never mentioned. This is the mourner's Kaddish. "Exalted and hallowed are you, God, in the world which you have created according to a plan. May God's majesty be revealed in the days of our lifetime and the life of Israel, speedily and immediately, to which we all say, Amen. Blessed be God's great name for all eternity. Blessed, praised, honored, exalted, extolled, glorified, adored, and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Beyond all earthly words and songs of blessings, praise, and comfort, to which we say Amen. May that day of abundant peace from heaven come to us, to which we say Amen. May the one who creates harmony on high bring peace to us and to all Israel. May we all say Amen. May we come to God with nothing but praise and honor in God's name. The curse of grief is that it hurts. The great blessing of grief is it makes us pay attention. My spiritual director reminded me that in Greek, the word prayer means to pay attention to God. Well, I'm one of those crazy people who believes that everything is found in God. One of my favorite theologians is Paul Tillich, and he said, God is not a being, God is being itself. May we be taught to pay attention to all things and all people as we choose to live lives of discipleship in the name of our God. Amen.